Hello and welcome to Your Creative Haven, a podcast by Kobe. I'm your host, Josh Reck. Do you feel like you've been stuck in your career, never moving forward, living from paycheck to paycheck? Finding paid work feels like pulling teeth? Well, you're not alone. Welcome to the series about owning your creative journey. We'll talk about things that are getting in the way of your creativity and stopping you from growing, and tips on how to overcome these things. Today, we're talking about the barely breaking even creative. Sometimes the words seem like they fit together so well, aka the starving artist. And no wonder we feel that way. People are asking you to do favors all the time, saying things like, "Hey, you're a photographer. Can you just take some quick photos for our family portraits? Or can you design this really simple logo? Insert your field here." Does this ring a bell? People are always asking you for favors, making promises that they'll share your name with anyone they know and other things they don't ever follow through on. Are you living at your parents' house or from paycheck to paycheck just to keep doing the craft that you love, hoping to catch a break? And there are times that you finally feel ahead, but then something unexpected happens. A doctor's bill, your car breaks down, or you need a new computer or phone, and it sets you all the way back. Is this feeling familiar yet? Maybe you get a paid gig here and there, but it's not enough to fully do what you love. Well, let me tell you some of my own stories. I was just out of school, living at my parents' house, while I was trying to decide what I wanted to do for work. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I did a lot of odd jobs for family, friends, neighbors, and anyone else that heard about it. But I really wanted to do some sort of video stuff, but wasn't exactly sure how I'd go about that. I'd start off doing a lot of work for free and really cheap. And then, out of nowhere, I had caught my big break. Or so I thought. I had an older guy that was connected to my parents come to me because he knew I had skills in producing videos. He told me that we should start a business where he would bring in all the work and I just had to do the video side of things. He said there would be a lot of work coming in, so if I could make my prices really cheap, then we would do really well. And remember, I was already barely making a living with video work, so it sounded like a perfect deal. We signed a contract and I did a project for around $200. It should have been a project that was more like $1,500. But since I was going to get consistent work, I thought it'd be worth it. And then I realized that this guy was making at least half of the money, if not more, for the work that I was doing. And on top of that, I didn't get any more work for that month or whatever the time frame was, but it wasn't anything of what was promised. So I called him and told him I had to break the contract. It was a really awful feeling having to make that call. But I told him I didn't feel like I was getting a fair deal and was being taken advantage of. Fast forward a year. I had still done a lot of free and cheap work. I did wedding videos, videos for churches and nonprofits, and worked on some of my own creative projects. Honestly, I was more passive and waiting for people to come to me, so it was kind of amazing that I was actually getting work. I wasn't getting a ton of work, but I was making enough to break even and pay my rent. And it was nice to be out of my parents' house and feel like I was supporting myself. But this was still a barely breaking even situation. I moved into a basement with two other guys. We named the house the Hobbit Hole. It's because it was a tiny basement that had two bedrooms, a bathroom, a living room, and a kitchen. Even explaining this layout makes it sound way too nice. Let me give you an idea of the condition. I shared a room and bunk beds with my roommate. I wasn't in college. I was 25 years old. We used the same utility sink for our dishes that we used for our washing machine. Our cooking situation was a hot plate and a microwave, but don't turn them on at the same time, otherwise you'll blow a fuse, which happened on multiple occasions. For a few months, we also had a hole in the bathroom wall that looked into our kitchen. I say all of this just to tell you that I totally understand the struggle. But I've also moved past it as well. I now have enough work that I have to turn some down or pass it along. I get to say no to projects that people make empty promises about. But I also enjoy getting to choose to help people and be generous with projects as well. I'd recommend to never give that up. So here are some tips that help me to get where I'm at now. Number one, it might sound counterintuitive to what I talked about earlier, but do the free and cheap work. But do this work as if you were getting paid for it. This gives you an opportunity for the paid work. It will get your stuff out there. It will help give you a reputation for high quality work that people are willing to pay for. Once you do some of this work, you can begin to set boundaries for what you get paid for in future jobs. I wish I knew this right away when I first started. Number two, grow your personal skills. People like to work with people they like and are easy to be around. These two tips alone will make a great combo. I pass on a lot of my work to people that have been those things to me when I haven't been able to pay them the amount that they're worth. But they still did the work like they were getting paid that amount, and now it's paid off for them as well. Be generous, kind, and do your work with excellence. Number three, this is along the same lines as number two. Make connections with other creatives and freelancers. You never know what kind of help they need on projects and also what kind of work they'll pass on. And again, people want to work with people they enjoy being around and people that they trust. Their reputation is on the line. Number four, keep working on your craft and your skills. Keep growing and learning. You're going to get better and better the more you work at it, and eventually people will take notice. And number five, put your stuff out there. Let people see what you can do. Don't be afraid if it's different and unique. Someone is looking for your style. Unique is good. You'll stand out from the rest of the crowd that's creating the same kind of work. So get out there and enjoy the process of growing and moving past that break-even point. I know you've got this because I've done it. And if you need connections to other creatives, just reach out to us at co-b.org and we'll get your back. And if this was helpful, rate our podcast, leave a review, and share it with anyone that you think needs to hear it. Hope to be back with you soon. Enjoy your journey.